This is AP Newsman. The White House says the killing of two top al-Qaeda forces in Iraq is a potentially devastating blow to the terrorist network. U.S. and Iraqi forces killed the two figures in a nighttime rocket attack. The sky is being carved up into three zones, breaking the flight deadlock caused by a cloud of volcanic ash. European countries can resume flights in caution zones, where the threat of ash is less dangerous. The 15th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing is marked in a somber ceremony. 168 lives were lost at the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building, where a memorial now stands. Kenya's Robert Kiprono Cheruiyot wins the Boston Marathon with a time of 2 hours, 5 minutes, 52 seconds, a record for the course. Two Americans finished in the top five, a first since 2006. Lee Powell, the Associated Press, with AP News.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。